Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley with my co-host, Connor Rocket.
Hello.
On your favorite hour for great music and interviews, it's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and this is our Halloween show.
Coming up on the show today, some ghoulishly fun times with Screamin' Jay Hawkins, the Polecats, Bo Diddley, Buck Owens, Bloodshot Bill, our instrumental breakdown with Messer Chups and the Low Straitjackets, and a lot more.
We also hear from Freddie Boom Boom Cannon talking about Sven Ghoulie Stomp, which we'll play that track as well. Now let's kick it off with the River Norton Heat and the Halloween Dance.
Hello, cats and kittens. This is Jim Heath, a.k.a. the Reverend Horton Heat. Keep it right here for more of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley. Now buy me a beer.
Told by old Nancy, the witch of Salem, and Satan, her wise black cat. They are waiting, waiting for you, now.
Hey. I felt the bit surge in my mouth, soaking bloody frog. I met across my sweated back, was white as any. to the moon. Devil's wild, the old red witch, and she's right of me. She's riding me. There she makes the devil sign. She waves her magic wand. He throws open the fiery gates and tears her to ride on. Saw the burning brimstone, I saw the fiery cave. Every soul that burns through it is friend of the devil's slave. Holy, oh, 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 holy, oh, hey. Devil's wild, the old met rich, and she's riding me. She's riding me. We had it back to earth again. These words I heard her say. Your soul belongs to the devil, man. You can never change your ways. I saw the burning brimstone. I saw the fiery cave. To your grave. Holy, oh, 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 holy, oh, hey. Never swallow the old red witch, and she's riding me. Holy, oh, 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 holy, oh, hey. The devil swallow the old red witch, and she's riding me. Holy, oh, 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 holy, oh, hey. The devil swallow the old red witch, and she's riding me.
Marcel Bontempi, an old mad witch, and this is our Halloween show. Connor Rocket is my co-host, and if he could only put down the Halloween candy long enough, he could tell you what's coming up next.
Lots of folks have covered this one, but this is the original by Jen Gillette, The Train to Satanville, on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour Halloween show.
First creature on earth, bullets cannot kill.
If his head's gone.
A blood beast that feasts on Earth's scientists. The first satellite creature to impregnate man with its chromosomes.
It's true. I can feel it inside.
the first exploration into living space, exposing secrets too horrifying to reveal. You'll know days of nerve-straining suspense. It's first-degree terror when you see Night of the Blood Beast.
Hi, this is Sleepy LaBeef, and I'm listening to my favorite hour of great music. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
That old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once somebody heard of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up the cloudy draw. Yippee-yay, yippee-yay-oh. Ghost riders in the sky. Their breath were still on fire and their hooves made of steel. Their horns was black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. He saw the riders coming hard. He heard the mournful cry. Yippee-yay! Save your soul from hell, riding on our range. Then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, riding to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yay!
Was dark. The moon was high. I was walking along, holding hands with my guy, when all of a sudden his breath became quick. His eyes began flashing. These words fell from his lips.
I'll take you to the Voodoo Lair. It's mighty weird down there. The werewolf does the voodoo walk. Instead of Monster Mash you stalk. The mummy does it with a thud.
When the vampire does it, he drinks your blood.
Do a little walk, give a funny quiver. Walk on back and give a little shiver. Fly back in and then begin to stalk. Just like a shadow, that's the voodoo walk. The voodoo walk, the dance of the dead. The dance of the dead, do the voodoo walk. The dance of the dead, do the voodoo walk. The dance of the dead, do the voodoo walk. The dance of the dead, do the voodoo walk. The dance of the dead, do the voodoo walk. The dance of the dead, do the voodoo walk.
Hey, we're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and it's our Halloween show. My co-host is Connor Rocket, and we've packed in an hour of devilishly good fun. We heard Sonny Richards' Panics with Cindy and Misty in the tune Voodoo Walk from 1962. Sleepy LaBeef and his version of Ghost Riders in the Sky, actually released on Sun Records from 1975.
Up next is an artist who was never afraid to use his name in a song. It's Bo Meets the Monster by Bo Diddley.
Sitting in my front room, I heard a loud clang. I run to the window to see what was that. Out in the top of my old apple tree, there was a one of purple people here looking at me. I jumped in my plane and I took to the cloud. I had to go see what the mess was all about. Oh, this mess my mother did not understand. All these funny looking people from another land. Baby standing in the door, she was hollering real loud. Bo Diddley, Bo Diddley, don't leave me in this house. I said, take it easy, baby, no, I got to go. I said, lock all the windows and bolt all the doors. See how, boy, you ought to see. He was a wiggling and a grinning and a sniggling at me. I jumped in my plane and I made it back home. The purple people eaters had my baby and gone.
Hi, this is Tim Polka and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with James Riley.
Yeah.
That's the Polecats with Gravedigger Rock. That's appeared on a few different compilations from them. I'm Connor Rocket, co-hosting the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour Halloween show.
Thank you, Connor. And still up, a lot of great music on the way. And let's kick it off with a song that mentions Batman. Now, you and I have both dressed up as Batman for Halloween, which seems appropriate. And of course, I was old school Adam West. You were more modern day Batman. And I think there could even be some pictures somewhere. I don't know. I'll have to find those. This is The Diamonds from 1959. Batman, Wolfman, Frankenstein, or Dracula on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour Halloween show.
Take my baby to a movie show so I can try to smooch her while the lights are low. But she won't cuddle to a story of romance. There's only one way I've got a chance. It takes the Batman, Wolfman, Frankenstein or Dracula to put her in the mood for love. It takes the cat, girl, dog, boy, creature from the Black Lagoon to make her feel like making love. It takes a monster from outer space to make my baby want my embrace. And when I hold her, she's like a dream. If only she can hear somebody scream. She doesn't go for parking down in Lover's Lane, and lots of moonlight doesn't drive this girl insane. She thinks that dreamy music really is a bore, but I found out what she's looking for. It takes the Batman, Wolfman, Frankenstein or Dracula to make her tender as can be. It takes a cat, girl, dog, boy, creature from the Black Lagoon to get her making love with me. If there's a madman whose teeth are curled, who grows a bed bug that wrecks the world, she gets romantic. It's really quaint when all the other women start to faint.
Beware the Astro Zombies. They mutilate, they torture, they kill. Spine-tingling horror, unspeakable shock, and breathless excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create the Astro Zombies. Cringe in terror, scream in fright, as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood-drenched wake of the Astro Zombies. The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro Zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the Astro Zombies go berserk and threaten the city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The Astro Zombies in color, coming soon to your local theater.
Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee-fee-fi-fi, full-full-fum, it was a monster's holiday. Said I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. I got woke up about 12 o'clock and I jumped right to my feet. There was gremlins and goblins, dragons and zombies. Lordy, what an awful sight. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that it's gonna be after the fight. Frankenstein was the first in line and the Wolfman came up next. Doing his stuff, I'm breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that you're gonna have to catch me first. Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo, vomit was a monster's holiday. Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo, vomit was a monster's holiday.
Gotcha.
Hey, this is Bloodshot Bill from Canada. Keep it right here for more of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jam and James Riley.
In the back of my neck, Santa Claus, drink a bottle of gin. Never wanna see that face again. From the Black Lagoon. Slam the door, drink a bottle of gin. Never wanna see that face again.
This is Jam and James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. If you're online, our website is rockabillyandblues.com. Connor, what's that website again?
Rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com.
My co-host this week is Connor Rocket. Now, what tunes did we just hear?
Well, we just heard Bloodshot Bill and Never Want to See That Face Again from his 2016 Trick and Treat EP. We also heard Buck Owens and his Buckaroos from 1974 and It's a Monster's Holiday.
Now, where else can you hear Buck Owens and Bloodshot Bill on the same hour? That's pretty cool. Up next is a tune from Freddie Cannon called Svengoolie Stomp, which is about Svengoolie, who hosts a horror movie show out of Chicago and on MeTV. Now, I asked Freddie Boom Boom Cannon about this song recently and wanted to play that interview portion as well and the tune. You did Svengoolie Stomp, a really cool tune here. Tell me about this.
Well, this is a funny story. This is crazy. I watched this guy. I don't know if it gets Svengoolie. It's a cable network called MeTV. I'm sure that somebody's getting it down there. He's across the country. It's a cable network. Anyways, I watched his show, and I watched these because he does horror movies. He's a host of a horror movie show that, you know, every week, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, he's on the air. What happened was I watched this movie and thinking in my head, my wife Jeanette says, why don't you write a song about this guy or this show? I said, what am I going to write about? A monster show, you know. Well, you had the Monster Mash, you know. That's the first thing that came into my mind was the Monster Mash. I said, well, if I'm going to write something, I should write a dance, you know. So I thought of Svengoolie. What goes, so Svengoolie Stomp. We'll make it a dance. So I started to write this thing, and I went into the computer room with my guitar, and I started writing this Svengoolie stuff. So I wrote it. I went to the studio with my friend. We recorded it, okay? What it is, I mailed it to my friend on an MP3. We sent it to him in New York, my friend in New York. He's a program director that I know. He's a good friend. I said, Tom, I get this Svengoolie Stomp thing for this guy. Does a television show, and it's out of Chicago. MeTV is in Chicago. That's where it's based. I said, listen to this. What do you think? You think that these people would like this if we send it over there? I didn't hear from them for a few hours, right? Maybe 3-4 hours.
Yeah.
He sends it over. He emails me back. Then he gets on the phone. He said, "Freddie, they love it." He said, "They're going crazy. They want to do a video." I said, "What?" He said, "They want to fly you into Chicago and do a flip video." So what they did, they turned around and they fly me to Chicago. I go on the show with him. He says he's dressed up like a monster and everything. That's what the show's about. And I'm on there with him on the show. They're singing. He's singing the song with me. Now the video's got Lou Ferrigno, the Hulk.
Yeah.
He's got Penn and Teller in the video. He's got all these people. He's like, wait a minute. So now the record is doing really well. I said, I can't believe it. Chicago, they went through 5,000 records in Chicago. The people buy it because he's right there, you know?
Yeah.
So the guy that works with me on these records when I go to the studio, he said, he's a man. He said, I can't believe this. He said, I'm getting orders like crazy out of Chicago. I said, what? I said, Chris, I said, I don't know. I said, what's happening here? I said, it must be that these people love him so much that they like the song and they buy it. And then he puts it in on TV and he shows the big crowd that he's in front of and they're all singing the song. And, you know, this is crazy. So now I think it's going to be played every Halloween and you're going to hear it every Halloween like the Monster Mash. Hopefully that's what's going to happen. And it looks like it's going to be that. So we'll see what happens.
They did the song. St. Gully Stomp, they dance the stomp. St. Gully Stomp, when the moon is full, the mummy stomp. Now everybody's doing the St. Gully Stomp. When I went to a party last Saturday night, I walked into the room, it was an eerie sight. Everybody dressed like monsters you see. They were watching St. Gully on the TV. He stood there in his casket, he was laughing away. He talked about the movie he was gonna play. Frankenstein the wolf did the monster mash. And Dracula's daughter, she was having a blast. She did the stomp. St. Gully stomp. She did the stomp. St. Gully stomp. When the moon is full, the zombies stomp. Now everybody's doing St. Gully stomp. Now the creature from the Black Lagoon will make you scream. The invisible man. Show you all the monsters that love to hunt. And all of them are doing the St. Gully Stomp. They did the stomp. St. Gully Stomp. They dance the stomp. St. Gully Stomp. When the moon is full, the zombies pop. Now everybody's doing the St. Gully Stomp.
Good mom. I'm the night.
That's the Cramps and Goo Goo Muck from their 1981 album, Psychedelic Jungle. It's time now for our instrumental breakdown.
You know, nobody likes a mental breakdown, but everybody loves an instrumental breakdown, and especially a Halloween version of that. We've got Los Straitjackets covering the classic Ghostbusters. Connor, who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Of course. We've got that theme kicking us off, the Messer Chups and their tune Ghost Party on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour Halloween Show.
It's the instrumental breakdown on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Eddie Angel of Los Straitjackets and the Planet Rockers, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Your source for rockabilly, blues, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. Mr. Connor Rocket, of course. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. My co-host is Connor Rocket, and it's our Halloween show. Hey, thanks for doing this again. We got so much great response last time.
Well, hey, it's been a whole lot of fun. Thank you for having me on.
Well, you know, since you're my son, it's easy access here to the studio. Hey, what's coming up next?
Well, let's get back to Halloween tunes with an artist that always guarantees to put the craziest and creepiest performances in his songs. It's the B-side to his classic, I Put a Spell on You. This is Screamin' Jay Hawkins and Little Demon.
Down in the valley on the foggy hill rock stood a crazy little demon blowing his top. Fire in his eyes and smoke from his head. You gotta be real cool to hear the words he said. He did a that yelling man. He had steam in his soul for the one he loved, so he had death on his mind, cause my demon let him go. Gonna run through the world till he understand his pain. Somebody help him get his demon home again. He did a took the fruity out of fruity, had the devil drinking wine. He did a to the crazy little demon that a woman still a boss. Down in the valley on the foggy hill rock, you can still hear the demon blowing his top. He did a that cat was mad. He pushed back night, bought in afternoon. He even made leap year jump over the moon. He took the 4th of July and he put it in May. He took this morning, bought back yesterday. He did a
witch.
This is Connor Rockett. You're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour Halloween Show.
This is Jesse Dayton from Austin, Texas. Keep it right here for more of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jim and James Riley.
Train. Scream, lonely screams, as the train screeches to a halt. So that old whistle blows into that haunted depot. Getting on that train, it's all your fault. On this terror train, this terror train, this Transylvania terror train. Oh,
train.
That's Captain Clegg and the Night Creatures, which is actually Jesse Dayton. It's a fictional band that appeared in Halloween 2, directed by Rob Zombie. Song called Transylvania Terror Train. Ronnie Dawson before that, Rockin' in the Cemetery. We also heard Southern Culture on the Skids and their cover of She's My Witch. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour Halloween Show. Stay tuned for more great music and interviews, and as always, it's Jammin' James Riley saying, keep on rockin'.